I'd like to ask you to join me in the scripture reading this morning, found in your pew Bibles on page 798. We'll be reading from Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. Jesus cures a boy with a demon. When they came to the crowd, a man came to him, knelt before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You know him as Lawrence of Arabia. Lawrence became famous as a British military liaison to the Arab revolt during the First World War. Lawrence wrote about his Arabian adventures in the Seven Pillars of Wisdom. And during the war, Lawrence formed close relationship with many of the sheikhs of Arabia. After the war, he brought some of the sheikhs back to England to show his appreciation for their support against the Turkish domination. They had had a wonderful visit. They appeared before the joint House of Commons and Parliament. They even had a visit with the Queen. And on the last night of their visit, Lawrence offered them anything that they wanted to take back with them to their desert homes. So they led him up to their hotel room. They took him into the bathroom, and they pointed to the faucet in the bathtub, and they said that they wanted to take the faucets with them that would provide them with running water in their desert homes. They didn't realize that the faucets were superficial. Behind them was the plumbing, a hot water heater, an energy source that heated the water, a city main that supplied the water, and from the city main went a line to an outside source of water. The magic is not in the faucet. The power comes from behind the faucet. Things that are not visible to the human eye, but are there nevertheless. If the pump or the plumbing or the reservoir is ever out of service, the faucet is useless. It's what is behind that faucet that gives it its power. What I want to say to you this morning is the faucet is necessary to get the water to where it needs to be. I don't want to minimize the importance of a vessel, because God needs a faucet. That's the only way that God can get his work done. God has always worked through a vessel or a faucet. In fact, most of the time God works through the most unlikely vessels. God can use anyone. We know that Moses stuttered. David's armor didn't fit. John Mark was rejected by Paul. Did you know that Timothy had ulcers? David had an affair. Solomon was too rich. Abraham was too old. David was too young. Peter was afraid of death, and Lazarus was dead. John was self-righteous. Naomi was a widow. Paul was a murderer, and so was Moses. Jonah ran from God. Gideon and Thomas both doubted. Elijah was burned out. Martha was a worrywart. Samson had long hair. Noah got drunk. Did I mention that Moses had a short fuse? But God doesn't require a job interview. He doesn't hire and fire like most bosses. And he doesn't look at our financial gain or our losses. And he's not prejudiced or partial. He's not judging. God just wants us to be a willing vessel. In John 7, verse 38, it says, "He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." God can have all the plumbing in place. He can have the pump hooked up, and he's ready to pour out his blessings on his people and on the world, but he needs us to be vessels. In many cases, the only thing that stops God is the lack of someone who will step up and be that vessel. If you remember, when Elijah was performing the miracle for the prophet's widow, and the oil was flowing freely, and the Bible says that in 2 Kings, verse 4 and verse 6, it said, "And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil ceased." The only thing that stopped the flow of oil was the lack of a vessel. Now, don't ask me why God decides to use imperfect vessels to accomplish his work, but aren't we glad that he does? Because if he didn't, none of us would qualify. It doesn't make sense to me that God, who can do all things, would choose to restrict himself to moving through imperfect and flawed, inconsistent humanity. But God is always, always looking for men and women who are willing to step up and be willing to be used as a vessel. In Isaiah 43:18, he said, "I will work, and who will let it?" God needs that vessel in which to work. And you see that Ezekiel said that God was seeking a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And when the Lord struck Saul on the road to Damascus, he then told Saul, he said, "Go see Ananias. He'll tell you what to do." Here we see again that God is using a human vessel. In the book of Revelation, John says that God wept because he could find no man to open the book of salvation. So God took on the form of man to bring redemption to the world. Do you see how important it is for you to be ready to do the work of God? God cannot move without that vessel. God will not pour out his spirit without a vessel in which to flow through. And you and me, we are that faucet. God needs you, and he needs me. Now, the second thing that I want to talk about is that even though God needs us, and we cannot afford to take the glory for what only God can do. He can use us, but behind that faucet is the power who is only God. I'm a faucet, but I have to remember that there is no magic in this faucet. It's what's behind the faucet that really counts. If the power supply ever gets shut off behind the wall, this faucet is useless. I may look good, may still say the same things, may still appear to be the same, but if my power supply is shut off, I am no use to anyone. In Romans 7:18, it says, "For I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I do not find." I must understand that I'm only the vessel through which God can work. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4:7, it says, "But we have the treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." The power is of God. I'm only the earthen vessel. I don't sing very well. Anyone who stands beside me on Sunday morning knows that. And I'm not a preacher like Pastor Mark. But we recognize that we cannot duplicate that which only God can do. In Romans 12:13, it says, "For I say, through the grace that's given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." No matter how much we do, and no matter how much God moves through us, and the good that we do, we have to remember that it is God. It is not us. He is the one who receives the glory. In our text this morning, as Julie was reading, Jesus is teaching his disciples this very lesson. They had watched him so many times cast out the demons. They had watched him teach so many times. They had probably watched him as he had sent the legion of demons into the herd of swine. It says numerous times the scripture speaks of Jesus casting out devils. And it is probably that the disciples were witnesses to these events. So they had seen him do this. So now they come across a situation that they feel very confident. They've watched him, so it is now their turn. They've watched his hand motions. They'd listened to what he had said and how he said it. They have the words. They have the action. They have the motion. They have everything. And they seem to have it just down pat. But there's something missing. They have no power. There's nothing behind the faucet. So they fail miserably at the task at hand. And so Jesus takes this opportunity and he tells them that there's no magic in the faucet. In other words, if there's no power, there's no prayer. And in the scripture it says fasting. If there's no power, no fasting, no faith, then there's not going to be any power. You can say all the right words, you can have all your hand motions, and you can use the right tone of voice, but if there's no prayer, and there's no fasting, and there's no faith that has taken place behind the wall, then there's going to be no power coming from the vessel. How can we here at St. Matthew's be a vessel in which God can use? I want this church to be the church that doesn't mind getting its hands dirty. A church that is involved in missions. A church that organizes ministries, that serves the elderly, our children, our families. I want this church to put its life on the line for hurting people, being mindful of the homeless and the hungry. I am so proud to be a part of St. Matthew's, who has so many mission ministries that are community involved. And I'm so proud of those who have organized and are involved with Matt's Kitchen, who saw a need and was willing to step up to the plate to feed the hungry. St. Matthew's, the church, it's not about you and it's not about me. Our purpose is to be vessels that God can use to serve the needs of the last, the least, the lonely, and the lost. God put this church on this little corner for a reason. There are great needs in this community. There is a way that God can use every single one of us. It is up to us to find a need and to fill it. All I can say to you and to admit, I am a sinner. But thank God, I have been saved by grace. There is no power in me. I am just a faucet, the conduit, the vessel through which his power moves. There is no magic in the faucet. I need Jesus in my life. My question, who of you want to come and check their water source this morning? I'm asking each of you, get involved. Stir up that Holy Spirit and the holy interest in God and give him the worship, the glory, the honor that he so richly deserves. Amen.